All right, Erwin Hargaris joins us. And if you're near Periscope, I think you want to get there and listen to Erwin. You get to see us talking about a very special day that's coming up September 12th. It's a day of Fiesta Gigantes as well, but it's the first telecast in Spanish, and it's going to be on Telemundo 48. Erwin is part of the Giants Media Relations Department. He does Spanish radio with Tito Fuentes and is now going to be on TV. You got a face for TV?
No, I have a face for radio.
All right, that's what I always say.
I have. Yeah.
Well, you got a face for Periscope now. You're being seen all over the world here. Tell us about this, Erwin. This is a big deal. This is the first, I can't believe, the first ever?
Yes, for the San Francisco Giants, it is the first ever televised game in Spanish. You know, completely in Spanish. Graphics are going to be in Spanish, and I'm very excited about this this new one.
So what did it take to make this happen? In other words, Telemundo 48 does the whole thing. This is like Comcast. You guys do the whole shebang here.
Yeah, it's it took obviously the Giants, the great relationship that we have with Telemundo 48 and also CSN and NBC Bay Area, which is part of the same family. And I guess those four entities worked together and it made a dream come true.
All right, so now if you get, I guess it's on cable. I'm not sure what station it is, where you get it on Comcast. But it's easily found.
It is
easily found. All right, so now it's Saturday. Are you going to do like a pregame and the game and the whole thing?
Well, we're going to do the game is at 6:05. Obviously, you mentioned Fiesta Gigantes, right? So we're going to start with that first. Then at 6 o'clock, we'll start the broadcast. We'll have a very short pregame, 5 minutes, do an intro, and then we'll just jump into the broadcast with Gabriel Sotelo, who's the sports anchor for Channel 48.
Ah, got it. All right, Erwin Hargaris is with us talking about Saturday night. That's at 6 o'clock, and if you listen to the Spanish broadcast, here it is. You hear Erwin on the radio with Tito all the time. Any guests coming on TV? Now, I know when the Comcast does this, if there's anyone around, they bring people on every other inning.
Yes, we're going to have Orlando Cepeda come over to the booth. I hope Larry Bear comes on. And I think Pedro Félix is going to be in town today. I know Andres Torres is always.
Yes, he is. He'll say hello on TV about 30 times.
Yes.
Andres Torres. Yes, we know that.
And obviously Tito Fuentes will be also coming over to the TV side.
Well, people who listen to Spanish radio hear you and Tito. And I see Tito every day at the ballpark. And people don't understand what a student of history, of baseball history, Tito is. And they think of Tito and, you know, bouncing the bat on the plate and, being the colorful player in the infield that he was and a heck of a second baseman and a good hitter and a terrific Giant. But this is a man who knows baseball history. And do you get into that on the air with him?
Yes, I do. I do. I mean, he's a great person. He's a great guy, great sense of humor. I mean, you were mentioning one of your breaks that if Tito is like that on the broadcast, he is. He's very animated. He gets into the game. I may say something, and then he'll come up with a story of something that happened when he used to play, or whenever Orlando Cepeda pops into the booth, you know, he'll start reminiscing about when they used to be roommates, when they used to play together.
They were roommates?
Yes, they were.
Okay, I got to ask Orlando about that.
Yes, you do. So, no, he's very animated, and then he also has his other side, as JT was mentioning to you. He hates the replay.
Yeah.
He hates it. So whenever we have a close play and he goes into the review, he just takes off his headset and he says, "You take it, Erwin. I just can't."
All right. I like that. All right, I could see them doing that. All right. Erwin Hargaris with us if you're watching on Periscope as well. Tito, was he the last player to come out of Cuba?
I think he had that distinction,
right? Right.
Yeah, he was the last one, but he doesn't talk about that. I mean, he actually was on his bio, I think, and he asked me to take it out. I don't know why, but he just doesn't like to talk about that stuff.
Really? Interesting. Because, again, with baseball history, the Dodgers would come to Cuba, to Havana, to play many exhibition games. And he knows the Brooklyn Dodgers cold. I mean, he can go toe-to-toe with me. And I lived in Brooklyn with the Brooklyn Dodgers. He really knows his Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah, he was originally signed by the A's.
Was he?
Yes. He was originally signed by the A's, and then he went on to the Giants. But, yes, he was the last player to come out of Cuba, the last player that Fidel said, "That's okay, you can leave."
All right, now, all right, tell me a little bit about yourself. So here you are, you're on radio. Have you done TV before? And if you, what do you expect here? You have to prepare for this thing?
No, I've done TV before. I mean, I started doing play-by-play for the Oakland A's back in 1988. I was there till 97, and then 98 I moved over to the Giants. But, yeah, we did a few televised games, actually, with Telemundo 48 when I was with the Oakland A's. So it's not going to be the first time for Channel 48 to do it, but it's going to be the first time ever for the San Francisco Giants to do a televised game.
Got it. All right. Have you looked ahead to the matchup yet? I don't know if you have or not.
No, I haven't.
All right. Let's see. I think we've got Heston and Vogelsong. Then the Giants have a day off, and then they come back with, let's see, be flipping it over. I guess we get to bump. Yeah, look at the notes here. I think Saturday we should be back to Peavy and maybe Bumgarner.
That would be a great matchup.
Maybe Bumgarner on Saturday, which would be pretty interesting against the Padres. Maybe Bumgarner and Cashner. That may be what you get. But you'll prepare for that, and you'll know what you're doing at that point.
Yeah, I will. Excellent.
All right. Well, it's great to have you on. This is going to be fun. And tell us about the Fiesta. What's going on that day?
Well, it's
going
to be our 11th. This is something that the Giants have done to commemorate the Hispanic Heritage Month. We celebrate everybody that day, and we're going to have a big party, a fiesta, out on Terry Francois Boulevard. It's going to be live music, a lot of entertainment for all of us, for the kids. It's going to start at 3 o'clock, and it's going to end at 6, right before the game starts.
Perfect. And I'm on our show at the Public House. Orlando is going to be on with us, and Tito.
Exactly.
Which should be very interesting for that. So we'll see how that goes. But it's going to be a great Saturday.
I like that word. Very interesting.
Believe me, I'm ready for this. I'll be ready for the two of them. They know baseball history cold.
They do.
And it'll be fun to talk to them about the pennant race. Who knows where we'll be at that point? What's your take on the Giants right now? Henry said they're kind of in limbo day to day. What's your take on this situation?
It's pretty tough. I mean, you know, I was telling a friend of mine that, you know, after so many years of not going to the World Series or ever winning it, you know, you just go through the year. If you don't make it, that's fine. You accept it. But once you win it for the first time, then you want to go back in there. You want to go back. I mean, yeah, three World Series, you want to go. You want to go back and experience it again. But it's been a very tough year for the Giants, all the injuries and to be so close. I guess you got to give credit to the manager that he has been able to find the players to fill in.
All right. Some of the Spanish play. Casilla, good year, bad year for him? How do you view it?
I think it's a good year. I think it is. I mean, he has had his ups and downs, but he's established a new personal career year in terms of saves.
Romo.
God, I think it's been a rough year for him. Really? Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, when he comes out, obviously he's facing a right-hander hitter automatically. You know, he's going to get him out.
Yeah.
But he has had his challenges against left-handed hitters.
Okay. Oh, very good. All right. I'm glad to get you. I got to listen to you more often here. This is very good. Petit.
Wow. You know, it's at one point I was crying for Petit to get a start.
Yeah.
You know, after he did what he did during the 18th inning playoff last year. But he has also has his ups and downs.
Yeah. That's the story of the season that you're describing for everybody right
now.
I'll give you one more. Pagan.
Pagan, I heard Henry Schulman, and, you know, you can't disagree with what he said, obviously, and that applies to all of the players. If they're healthy, they can play their position. And I got to give credit to Angel that he was able to play as many games as he was able to with his knees, with, you know, his ailing back and stuff, and now he's back. So I think he had a good year, but we have to, and maybe some fans may say he had a bad year, but you have to take in consideration that he has been hurt.
All right. We'll see what happens with him next year. Erwin, great to have you on.
Thank you, Maury.
All right. That is Erwin Higueros, Saturday, 6 p.m., Telemundo 48 for the Giants, the first ever Spanish language broadcast on TV. All right. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.